Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Terry McLaurin ruled out already for Sunday Night Football.
Oof.
The only thing I like about finding this out today is that this is not going to drag on as a dog and pony show all week, where clearly the team realized he's not going to be able to practice, he's not going to be able to play. So rather than doing this thing where each day everyone tries to figure out if he's going down to the practice field and they ask Dan Quinn about it for the next 3 days, they just said, short week, rule him out, let's reassess on Monday. This was Dan Quinn minutes ago out in Ashburn. This is the breaking news live on The Fan.
Terry re-injured his quad, and so he'll be out this Sunday night. We'll reevaluate it next week to see where it goes. Bum for him, for us, just tough, you know, where it goes. But we'll see what, you know, the next week looks like.
This is a nightmare season for Terry McLaurin. This is the worst-case scenario coming to fruition when you hold out for an extended period of time. You have no summer. You have no training camp. Don't care who you want to blame. You want to blame Terry McLaurin? Fine. You want to blame the team for not getting a deal done sooner? You're allowed to do that. He chose not to do the thing he's done his entire career leading up to the first six seasons of a career that has been outstanding, where he has gone for, on average, over 1,000 yards, where he has, every single year, other than his first year, gone for at least 1K and been one of the better, more productive receivers in the conference as a two-time Pro Bowler. And this year, I'm not anti-holding out generally. Get paid. Do what you got to do. But there comes a point where you got to show up to get right. You got to show up to get ready. You got to show up so that you're not at risk of being injured, so that you don't lose days or weeks. That was my fear, by the way. What if it's week three before Terry McLaurin's Terry McLaurin? What if we're 4 weeks in and Terry McLaurin hasn't broken out yet because he's getting back up to speed? It's going to be week nine. It is going to be November. He will have played in fewer games than he has missed. This is a disaster season for the most important player who you pay the most money to at the skill position in your offensive group. 4 games, 13 catches. That is a game for Jackson Smith-Njigba, who's coming in here on
Sunday
night.
Who you're about to see. You'll see it.
203 yards on the season as you get ready for football in week nine for Terry McLaurin. So he will go into week 10 of the NFL season with 13 catches. It happened. This is a lost half of a year. Hopefully, only one game. Who knows? Could be a couple more. Nobody knows. If he re-injured the quad badly, he missed a month last time.
Uh-huh.
This could end up being a year where we look back in what could be the penultimate year of Terry McLaurin in D.C. because he only really got a one-year extension with all of the holding out and the nonsense of the summer. And we say, dude, you the whole year was derailed by what you did in the summer. This is just, I feel for the guy because he's the nicest dude in the world. He's a pro, but this is a disaster.
No way around that. There's no way around that. And again, it's hard to talk about what is right now without rehashing what we did before. We were talking to Toby and company in the producer studio during the break about it. And he said something I think is exactly right. Like, I don't care who you blame at this point. Everybody's got their entrenched thing. I blame the CBA and then his agent slash Terry for not kind of reading the tea leaves and understanding that the team had all the leverage. So here it is, right? This is where we are. But that doesn't matter. What matters is what you just said. This is the worst case scenario. This is the disaster. This is the reason you don't want to go down this road is dot, dot, dot. Well, dot, dot, dot just happened. He's ruled out now. This isn't, well, we're going to see if we can ramp him up and get him on Sunday. Ah, he might have to miss a week. He's ruled out. He re-injured it. Not I tweaked it, maybe we rushed him back too soon. He re-injured it, and he's already out. If he plays next week, I would be stunned by that. As you said, we just did this once, and it was a month. So now what are we talking? Week 12? Week 13? This is a lost year. That's on the table now. We were talking about a potential big-time down season because he didn't have any ramp-up. He's hurt. But when he comes back, he might need a game or two. You're not going to ever get to those Terry McLaurin numbers, which you can book right around 80 catches, right around 1,100 yards. You know, usually 5 or 6 touchdowns. Last year's the anomaly. And that's pretty good. That's not great, but it's pretty good. And you were going to get there. You maybe get back to that pace, right? It's like a 300 hitter who doesn't hit 300 for 2 months. You don't just hit 770 to get to 300. You'll hit 300 for a couple of months, right? And slowly but surely get back. That's off the table now. If this goes the way that it could potentially go for another month where he doesn't play.
Forget that Terry's going to have a bad year, right? Think about all of the folks negatively affected by this, whose years have been worse because of
it. Oh, yeah.
In that building. Now, again, I'm not saying he's solely to blame for what happened this summer. I don't believe that he was. I blame him more than I blame the team, frankly, because it got to a point where I was endorsing everything he did. Don't show up in the spring. Don't show up in the summer. Hold in during the start of camp. I was on board with all that. It just went longer and longer and longer. And eventually I kind of turned and said, dude, are you sure you're ready to play football? Are you sure you're going to hit the ground sprinting and go hang 114 yards on the Giants? You sure about this, man? And the answer was no, by the way. He was not ready to do that. And I have no real patience for the people that I'm sure are ready to yell at me online and call me right now and tell me, you don't know if these injuries have anything to do with him not practicing. He could have gotten hurt anyway. Well, he didn't for 6 freaking years, okay? For 6 years, he didn't get hurt. He played in every game from 2021 through 2022 through 2023 through 2024. Do the Commanders play today? Terry McLaurin plays today. For 4 years in a row, he had one injury in his NFL career as a rookie back in 2019 that he gutted through after, you know, missing a game or two. That's the list. This year, I've got to figure out what was different. Did he change his diet? What was he eating for breakfast? Oh, wait, he didn't practice throughout the summer. And can we not acknowledge the reality, the truth that is said all the time about prep and soft tissue injuries? It's not like, by the way, he like, had a separated shoulder coming down, getting tackled or something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It's not like he rolled his ankle. This is a soft tissue injury that is reoccurring, that won't go away, that needed three or four opinions and multiple doctors looking at it. And for a month he didn't play, and then he came back and played, and guess what? Now he's hurt again. And the real annoying part is, how good was he the other night? He is so much better than anything they've got. He makes that insane catch for a touchdown on the sideline. Nobody better in the league at whatever that is. He makes the other ridiculous catch in front of their own bench on the sideline. Nobody better in the league with one blade of grass between me and the chalk than Terry McLaurin, contested with a dude hanging off of my thigh. Hurt again. What a mess of a season this has been for this player. But who else is paying the price, Danny? Jaden Daniels is way worse off without you. Zach Ertz is way worse off underneath without you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Deebo Samuel is now a marked man, and there's no one else in the offense to take attention away from him without you. You know, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt can't do the things he'd be doing without you. So whether it's him or it's the team or it's both, blame whoever you want to, but everybody is paying the price for
this.
The
point is,
Cliff
we're
Kingsbury's
here.
Kingsbury's job in the future is looking, you know, less likely. I'm being dramatic, but my point is, all of these guys were counting on you being Terry, and he can't be Terry because he's hurt.
And again, I'm talking on both sides of my mouth when I say I'm not that excited to re-legislate what we spent hours and weeks, 106.7 the Terry. We did that every day for months, it seems like. But this was my point when we got to a certain threshold of the lead up to the season. The offseason, however you want to define that, that's the time to do your advocating. That's the time to say, I need, I want, by all means. Right? Because the instant they don't feel like you're worth it anymore, they'll cut you. The league is unforgiving and cruel and ridiculous in that way. Okay? This was your opportunity. Once the business of this year started, it's no longer about you and yours. It's about we. It's about everybody else. And your point here, I think it's six of one, half dozen the other, different ways to say the same thing, is without you being you, without Terry McLaurin being Terry McLaurin, the team suffers because you're not as good. You're at risk for something like this happening. That affects Jaden Daniels, that affects the run game. That affects Jalen Lane's development. That affects everybody's opportunity to go down the football field and score points and get to where you want to go.
Has Jaden Daniels taken a step back this year?
Yes.
Would he be better off if Terry McLaurin played in every game?
There's no question.
He has been hurt by the absence. Now, injuries in this sport happen. I totally understand that, okay? I'm not angry that Terry McLaurin is hurt. I'm angry that he, for the first time in his career, didn't do everything he could do to make sure that he doesn't get hurt. And in the year where that happened, he is missing a third of a season already in terms of the number of games out of 18. But he will have missed more games than he's played in after this week. And I'm trying not to do this like angry radio guy, like, oh, damn you, you're hurt, you're unavailable, whatever. That's not my goal. But I am a little bit frustrated by this ongoing thing of we're not allowed to draw the connection. People get so hot and bothered by this. Like, you don't know if he would have been hurt if he would have come to camp.
Of course you don't know.
I don't know.
Of course.
I do know that there was a higher risk for injury, according to every medical expert. I do know that the way he did it every single year before this worked to make him a Pro Bowl caliber player, and then he did something this different this year, and he's the opposite of that. He's unavailable constantly. I know that. And I know, let's just work back from the result, that this has gone as bad as it could have. That for weeks we said, what if, what if, what if, and all the what ifs became the worst case scenario in a lost season where this offense has been spinning its wheels now the last couple weeks and is going in the wrong direction. And speaking of a lost season, they have not had their offense on the field once this year, still.
That's right.
And they won't against Seattle. Jaden Daniels throwing to Terry, throwing to Deebo, you know, with the entire group on the field collectively, I guess maybe you could say at the very beginning of the season, like week one, week two, they had everybody, but Sam Cosmi wasn't back, who's your Pro Bowl guard. Cliff Kingsbury is just waiting. Okay, if we get to this week, then I'll have everybody. All right, not this week, but next week. It's week nine. And by the way, if you look at the standings, it's too late. It got dark early. It's over, Johnny. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. News of the day, Terry McLaurin already ruled out, surprisingly, just minutes ago by Dan Quinn, says he re-injured his quad. We don't know what that means, by the way. Did he re-aggravate it? Is it tweaked? Is it a one-week thing? Re-injured it? Like the same injury as before when he missed a month? What does that even mean?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.